Hello, I'm Angel Ramos from Puerto Rico, and you're listening to the Mickey Miles Podcast. Hola, soy Angel Ramos desde Puerto Rico, y están escuchando el Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 40 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WW Today. And with me on the show is, and you'll soon figure out why I'm calling her this, Princess Michelle Scribner-McLean. Welcome to the show, Princess Michelle.
Well, thank you, Prince Mike. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm a prince, all right. I'm doing okay.
That's good. I'm getting over a little bit of a sinus infection, but I can't wait to go to the Princess Half Marathon because I've never run it, so I'm really excited. And along that same line of thinking, my shout-out has to do with princesses today, and there are actually about 400 of them that I want to give a shout-out to. There's a Facebook page called the 2013 Princess Half Marathon page, and as far as I know, it's only women, and they are a group of people who share information about the Princess Half Marathon. They are very enthusiastic, very helpful and supportive. And a lot of them are doing their first half marathon at the Princess, and a lot of them are doing their first Disney race. So I've really enjoyed getting to know them on Facebook and wanted to give them a big shout out. And I hope to see them, a lot of them, at the Princess.
Let's start off, Michelle, with the order of events for that weekend, which is the weekend of February 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, with 21st being that Thursday when most people will be coming in. So the first thing that occurs is really on the 22nd, and on the 22nd is the expo. Now, just before we begin our recording of this podcast, Disney made an announcement that they would be, correct me if I'm wrong, they are expanding the expo times. Was that it?
The expo times are now going to be Friday, February 22nd from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, February 23rd from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So those are the times that were announced.
Now, the location is not going to be at the HP Fieldhouse, where pretty much every expo, Run Disney Expo, is in Walt Disney World races. The reason for the move is that I believe on the Thursday beforehand, spring training opens for the Atlanta Braves at Disney's World of Sports.
Oh, and I never thought about that. Yeah. Thousands of women and other runners descending upon spring training. That would be interesting.
It would just be a little a problem. So rather than inconvenience both the runners and the baseball fans, Disney, and I think it was a good choice, decided to change to Coronado Springs. Now, a lot of people don't realize, but Coronado Springs Convention Center is the second largest convention center on the resort. It's a lot bigger than people think. So that made sense. It will be interesting to see how the buses are handled. There will be a lot of people who will be going over to that resort, and it will be interesting to see if the crowds are going to be okay. So that, again, is Friday, February 22nd, 9 to 7, and Saturday, February 23rd, 9 to 6, at the Disney's Coronado Springs Resort. Michelle, I've been to one of these Princess Half Marathons, and I got to tell you that the expo was a delight. It wasn't as big as what we have normally seen in either Disneyland or Disney World for the expos, but it's pretty cool. I think it's pretty much on a par with what we had seen for the Twilight Zone 10-miler and the Wine and Dine.
I'm actually really excited about it. And one of the things that I'm excited about is the smaller size, because I know in January it's really so big that it's sometimes can be overwhelming. I think Dave Allen on another show was talking about how he kind of just curls up in a ball in the corner because it's just too much. The other thing I'm really looking forward to is the, maybe I know we saw at Wine and Dine that there were some food themed things that were for sale, including the chaffee that I love. I'm wondering if they're going to be more representatives for women's items, women's clothing and things like that. You've been to this expo before. Do you remember that, Mike?
It's very much geared towards women. There are items that will be at the expo that are pretty much things that both men and women can use, but there will be definitely an emphasis on the princesses who are running that weekend, and you will see, I don't know if this is still the same, but I want to say that every single garment is for the ladies and not for the men. I don't think you'll find a men's princess half marathon shirt, but you never know.
Oh, you mean in the Disney, the Run Disney store, everything's themed for women?
Yeah, lots of pink.
Maybe there's things like, in Training for the Marathon shirt, some of the generic Run Disney stuff might be there.
Well, you know, I've thought about if that would be an opportunity for them to sell some of the merchandise that was left over for the January weekend. I don't know.
Yeah, judging from it, there probably wasn't any much left because the lines are so long. There's a lot of it moving.
Yeah. It depends upon how much square footage is taken up. And again, I have been to the Coronado Springs Resort. I've stayed there, but I've never really spent time looking in the convention center, so I don't know how big it will be. I'm hoping that the field for the race is not as big as it has been in the past for the Walt Disney World Marathon weekend. So we'll see. So that's pretty much going to kick off the weekend events.
So, Mike, one of the things that I found out from one of our friends, Amanda at MEI Mouse Fan Travel, she actually did a little detective work for me on another question, but she found out that all of the hotels on property are host hotels for the princess. So I thought that was very interesting because I usually just see that during marathon weekend. So I'm guessing that people easily be able to get buses from their hotels over to the expo.
And that's probably, and because it's at the, well, I guess it wouldn't make a difference if it's at the expo or World of Sports. There would be transportation throughout. But yes, I think what you're seeing, Michelle, is that the operations people don't want as many cars as they could imagine they would see over at that resort. They are encouraging guests to use buses, and that's why every resort is a guest resort, because they don't want the Coronado Springs Resort being just bombarded with cars, because that would be an inconvenience to the guests staying at that resort.
I never thought of it that way.
Moving to Friday night, Michelle, we have the Princess Half Marathon Weekend Pasta in the Park Party. And that's it's pretty much a buffet dinner. It's going to be held at it says World Showplace Pavilion inside Epcot. And my guess is that is where the Millennium Village is, my guess. And it's being held from 6:30 to 8:30, because they obviously want everybody to be able to see illuminations. And it's a price for adults of $47.50, and I don't know how they came up with $28.35 for children. How much the tickets are, and it's a buffet, pasta, dinner, and dessert. I don't know. Oh, okay, I have a list of what they're going to have. It's basically what you would see. It's pasta and chicken.
Some interesting little things there. And then there's going to be a special area to view illuminations too. So like a little, like you would have at a illuminations dessert party, but it looks like they have desserts there at this pasta party too, brownies and things like that. So that's actually sold out. That's pretty popular, and I would love it if anybody who listens to the show wants to report back and tell us how it was, because we've never done that one before.
Nope, we haven't.
And why not?
I don't know. Why haven't we?
I don't know. I got so many things going on. There's so many ways to spend money. It would be interesting to add it all up if you did everything that weekend, all the races and race retreats and breakfasts and things like that.
Well, you know, Michelle, I want to give Disney credit. They're having this the night before the 5K. And what's good about that is that if you talk to nutritionists, they will tell you that what you eat, excuse me, what you eat, what you consume the night before is not going to be as helpful as what you consume about 36 to 48 hours before, because by the time it gets in your system, it'll be ready to be used if you eat like 2 days ahead of time. So I think that that's a good thing that they're having it that Friday night.
I'd like to try it sometime.
Okay. Let's see. We are now going to go to, okay, that was Friday. And we're going to go to Saturday. And Saturday we have, of course, the breakfast.
Before the breakfast is?
Races?
The 5K. So the Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse Royal Family 5K is going to be on Saturday the 23rd of February at 6:30 in the morning. So before the breakfast.
Oh, you're right.
Yes. That's right. So I just love the idea of a Mickey and Minnie royalty themed race. I think that should be really fun. And that is the same route that we've seen for the 5K, other 5Ks in Epcot, which is starting in the parking lot, kind of going, starting off stage, coming in around Mexico, right? And then going around World Showcase and then ending up back in the parking lot for your wonderful medal. So that should be really, really fun.
It's as of this recording, it's 98% full. My guess is that will close fairly soon.
And I heard the stroller division's actually already closed.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah.
So that's done. And after that, is the breakfast. On Saturday morning, they have scheduled what they're calling the Princess Half Marathon Weekend Breakfast. And it begins at 7:30 and it ends at 9:30. It's going to be at the Family Reunion area at Epcot. And I'm not sure where that is. I'm trying to think where that may be.
So out in the parking lot where start is?
Yeah, I'm thinking that's where it is. I'm thinking it's where the baggage claim is. Or, you know where it could be? It could be where... Oh, I know where it could be. It could be where Race Retreat is, possibly.
Oh, but, yeah. But there is Race Retreat also. But that's on Sunday. Yeah, it could be. You're right.
It's in that general area. We'll have to find a correspondent to do some investigating with that. Maybe we can get back and report that.
They're charging $39.50 for adults ages 10 and up and $17.50 for children. And it looks like there's a breakfast buffet, some character meet and greets, and opportunities for autographs and things like that. And it looks like standard buffet breakfast fare. So it sounds like a character breakfast in the parking lot to me.
the price I have is $37.50.
Oh, did I say 95? Yeah, you're right, $37.50.
Yeah, and this character meet and greets, there are going to be all kinds of... It sounds like it's very much like it's going to be at the Runner's Retreat tent.
Yeah, and as of the time we're taping, it's 98% full, so people could still squeeze in there if they wanted to do that.
And we've talked about the breakfast. The other event that is being held in Epcot as well on that Saturday morning, and it's being held at 8:45, is the Run Disney Kids Races. And Michelle, do you want to discuss, want to tell everybody what those races are?
Yes, sure. So usually for other races, this is held at the Wide World of Sports, and now that we know that spring training is going to be over there, it is clear that that wouldn't be a good place. So it's going to be at Epcot. It's for children 13 and under, and They can do a 100-meter dash up to a 1-mile run based on age group. And kids get a T-shirt. They get a little goodie bag. They get a medallion, which is fun to see them going around the park. Okay, so the races are at Epcot, and at this point, the final race instructions, we don't have them up yet at the time of this recording, so we're really not sure exactly where it's going to be. Somebody actually wrote in with a question for that, so we're not sure where it's going to be, but I'm sure it will be very well labeled, and when you get there, people will know. But we will, when we get to Disney and we find out more information, we'll put that on our Twitter feed at Mickey Miles Pod. On Twitter, so we'll let you know when we find out too.
There are going to be some kids dashes, and there'll be different age groups ranging from 12 months and under to 7 and 8 year olds. The dashes go from, I mean, they're actually, they have a, what they call a diaper dash for crawlers. I like to know where they're going to crawl, but they have 100 meter, 200 meter, and a 400 meter dash, and the kids' races will also have a 1-mile run, but parents, your children must be 13 years old and under. They can't be over 13 years old. And there's all kinds of goodies that they're going to give out to all the participants. So I think it's going to be a fun time for all the families who participate in this. I think it's a great way to introduce children to run Disney events.
I agree, and just to running and being fit. I love the idea, too. So at some point, we are going to have our friend Amanda on that we mentioned before. She takes her kids to all of those Disney little kid races, and they really enjoyed participating in those and wearing their medals. So that should be fun.
Yeah, it'd be good, because Amanda can answer questions and help people decide whether or not they want to introduce their children to run Disney races, and if it would be something that they think their kids would enjoy. So that'd be good.
Yeah, so at this point, right now when we're recording, those are not filled. Those are at only 91%, so people can squeak in and get their kids into the races.
Okay, Michelle, I think it's time to talk about the big event, and that is the Sunday. The half marathon itself, it's going to take place at the same starting area that the Walt Disney World half marathon and marathon takes place every year. The start is at 5:35, which is kind of interesting because I think the time that I ran it might have been an hour later. So this could mean that there are expectations of having a large field.
But, Mike, even before the start of the race, my favorite thing is we haven't talked about that. Although I'm not doing it this year.
Well,
I'm not doing it for this event. And it's actually sold out. It is Race Retreat. So, you know, if I could get commission on the number of people I've ducked into Race Retreat, I would. But Race Retreat is available. It's $99. And, you know, for me it's more important in January because the weather can be a little iffy, although this year, of course, it was very warm, but that should be really interesting for people, too.
Yeah, you can think about it. This is 1 week before March in Florida, and March in Florida is fairly mild, so I know that recently I've been tracking the temperatures in Orlando, and they range anywhere from the mid-40s to the mid to upper 60s in the morning, so you never know what you're going to expect.
So,
but my guess,
I'd like to be in Race Retreat if it was in the mid 40s, definitely.
True. just be ready to buy those economical sweatpants at Walmart before going down. That's for sure.
I will. So then the race.
And for those who have never run this race, there are some interesting things that you may want to know. Number one, because it is a themed race towards princesses, everything that you see in the race is something that the women who run this race are going to have a blast with. All the characters would be the characters that a princess running this race would love to have their photo with. When I ran it, there were all kinds of special things that were out. I remember running under a huge archway of pink balloons. There were all kinds of princesses out there, Jack Sparrow and all the princes, I should say. And it was very, very, very much of a photo opportunity. I dare say more so than Walt Disney World half marathon and marathon races would offer people. So I'm just hoping that the same thing applies. And I think it's because the weather is so good and so many other things are just in place to make this a great race.
So, Mike, you know, you did this race a few years ago and you encouraged me to do it. I haven't done it yet. And you have said before that this is one of your, if not your favorite, Disney race, and I'm wondering why.
A couple of things, Michelle. Number one, I think that the weather is pretty much perfect for this because when you get towards the end of February in Orlando, you're pretty much getting into early spring where it's not too hot and it's not too cold. It's almost perfect running weather. And I think that when the runners get to the start, they will understand that. You know how we always say, whatever the temperature is, you dress for 20 degrees warmer than that. My guess is that it's going to be somewhere in the mid-50s to the low 60s to start off with. And it might end up in the high 60s, low 70s. I don't think that's too warm. I think it's just right. So I think that's a factor. The other factors include the field. When I ran, there were only, I don't know how many people are running this year, but when I ran, it was only 14,000 or 15,000. It was really, really quite different from January races, especially when you're coming out of the Magic Kingdom and you're going down Cone Alley. It was just so much fun. And it just seemed that people are having more fun in this race than the others. The January race, it seemed like runners are very serious. People aren't that serious for this race. Also, I also like the idea that it's focusing on women. It's giving the ladies their day. And I believe that starting last year, I know that with the Tinkerbell in Disneyland, the very first corral that men could be in was Corral C.
Yeah, I think that's the same way here.
Yeah,
too.
So I think that's good. So I mean, there were so many things that made it enjoyable. As a matter of fact, I think it was my fastest Disney half marathon ever.
Oh, that's cool. One of the things I noticed that actually somebody on Facebook mentioned that this week, and I wasn't aware that you could sign up as a team. So when you look at the awards that they have, some of the awards are based on teams. So they have awards for the top three mother-daughter teams, top three sister-sister teams, and there's an open division, so friends. And then there's top three co-ed teams, and then different age groups and things like that. So they're really encouraging people to come down with a buddy and run with a buddy. So I think that's kind of neat.
You know, another thing, Michelle, is it's very similar to one of the reasons why I love going to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party is I love to see the costumes that everybody wears, all the guests. And in this race, more than any other race that I can recall, and I've run Tower of Terror a couple times and Wine and Dine and, of course, all the other races, I think I see more people get dressed up for this race than any others, especially the women. They dress in their favorite princess outfit. If they love Snow White, they're running in Snow White. There's a lot of homemade costumes, a lot of tutus, a lot of people, a lot of women wearing tiaras, and you will see many tiaras being sold at the expo. I meant to say that you'll see a lot of them like running tiaras. So maybe I'll buy one if I end up running.
Another one, you mean?
Another one, yes.
I have seen you run in a tutu before.
When I ran this race, I mean, obviously I got a shirt and I got a medal, but you know, the medal was kind of funny because it's not something that, you know, too many guys would, you know, proudly show, but I wore it, you know, I wore it around. I mean,
why?
A race
why
is a race.
That? Because
I don't know.
It's a tiara.
It's a tiara with diamonds or jewels on it or whatever.
Bling is bling.
It's pretty cool.
I'm
yeah.
Sure
bling is bling. So guys, it doesn't matter. I know when I was running, and a lot of funny things happened to me, and it's kind of neat to be in the minority and that kind of a race and see people enjoying themselves. I think that's what I enjoyed the most, Michelle. seeing everybody have a great time.
Well, that's really great. So I wanted to back up for the expo because I wanted to remind people that the final, as of this recording, the final race instructions are not up, but that you should check. They should be up any day now. Usually they're up a month before the race, but they're not up yet. But you should print out your waiver and try to bring it with you. You can print out your waiver at the expo, but it's just a little bit easier. It's 10 minutes less time. Sometimes those waiver lines are really long. They'll have computers there that you can print them out. But you need a photo ID to pick up your bib, and you'll get your bib and then get your T-shirt there. But you don't have to wear your T-shirt for the I think a lot of people don't know that for the race. You don't have to wear the T-shirt that they gave you. Usually people wear it afterwards, but you can if you want to. But I think you're right. We will see a lot of people dressed up. But make sure to bring your photo ID and bring that waiver with you.
What I was going to suggest, Michelle, is that for those who really don't want to fight the crowds at the expo, and if you're running the half marathon, you may want to go to the expo on Saturday to pick up your bib, because it won't be as crowded, because the Friday hours will probably be taken up by all the families who are going for the 5K and for the kids races, getting their bibs. So there will be probably a larger crowd at the Friday times than on the Saturday times.
And you can do some leisurely shopping too if you want to get back and get something that you didn't get. I think we've pretty much covered it. I actually just wanted to mention one more thing, which is that we're going to have a Mickey Miles meet during Princess Weekend. Did you know that, Mike?
I do now.
It's going to be on Friday, February 22nd at 12 p.m. and it's going to be in the Magic Kingdom at the Rose Garden. Mike, how would you get to the Rose Garden if you weren't sure where it was?
Well, first I'd go into the turnstiles and go up Main Street, USA. I'd go to where the partner statue is, or close to where that partner statue is. I'd take a right at the partner statue, and I would head towards Tomorrowland, the Tomorrowland Bridge. And just as I get on that bridge, to the left is an area that there's a walkway that goes down to where the old swan boats used to be. And that is an area known as the Rose Garden. And about that time, the roses will be beginning to bloom in Florida, because it's warm down there. And we would be undercover down there. And I think it would be a very, very nice spot to sit and meet everybody. So
right,
that's
yeah,
where
so
I would be.
You will have to have park admission to go to that one, but we will have meets sometimes in the park and sometimes out of the park. But this one's in the park, and Mike and I will be there. We'd love to say hello to you, and I think it was really nice for our last meet because people got to meet other people who are on the Facebook page too and listen to the podcast and love Disney running. So we hope we see you there.
Once more, Michelle, the date and time?
You can look on our Facebook page. It's the Mickey Miles Princess Weekend Meet. It's February 22nd, 12 p.m. at the Rose Garden at the Magic Kingdom. And check out our Twitter feed, because we'll be tweeting all weekend long. So we'll remind folks, too.
Yeah, that is that Friday. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I think we've covered the Disney Princess Half Marathon Weekend. I am, again, saying that if you have any questions that you would have regarding this weekend, please send them in, and we will try it the best we can to get to them before that weekend. And remember, the question that you may send in may be something that some other listener may want to find out too. So the question you ask may be questions from many, many people. So Michelle, thank you for all your help on this episode.
Thank you. I can't wait to go to this one.
Yeah, I think this will be a fun weekend. So for Princess Michelle Scribner-McLean, my name is Mike Scopa. We will see you on the road.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gregg, saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.